Hello, and welcome to As It Is, from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz, in Washington. Today, we tell about reports that the United States has decided to wait a while before it decides what to do about the political crisis in Iraq. Then, we will tell you about a new United Nations report that warns many countries are taking part in digital spying too often and on too many people.
States have an obligation to protect all their citizens against the harm of terrorism. On the other hand, what are the checks and balances?
The United States going slow in Iraq. And concerns over digital spying. Those are our subjects today on As It Is. The United States Defense Department has confirmed that it has received reports from U.S. teams sent to Iraq to examine the military and security situation there. But a department spokesman said that it could take some time before any decision is made about what to do next. On June 19th, President Obama announced that the U.S. was sending 300 military advisors to Iraq. He said they would support the Iraqi government in its fight against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL. Information in the reports was leaked to the New York Times. It published stories about the reports. The Times said the reports warn that many Sunni and Shiite extremists have infiltrated Iraqi forces. The newspaper said the reports warned that U.S. military advisors attached to Iraqi army groups could face risks to their safety. In his speech last month, President Obama also made an appeal to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and other Iraqi leaders. He urged them to rise above religious differences and make the government more inclusive. Since then, the Iraqi parliament has tried three times to elect a new speaker. On Tuesday, June 15th, the parliament elected Sunni politician Salim al-Jabouri as the new speaker, although there were several attempts to prevent the vote. The conflict over who will be the prime minister continues. Mr. Maliki hopes to serve a third term, but he faces strong opposition from Sunni lawmakers and from Kurdish and other Shiite members of parliament. A new United Nations report warns that widespread electronic spying threatens people's right to privacy. The report says this spying happens often instead of rarely. Navi Pillay is the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. Her office wrote the report. She is calling for stronger limits on mass spying to protect human rights. The report warns that digital spying is increasing and happens in countries throughout the world. It says it may be more common in countries where the government has good technology. And it says many places do not have enough limits on digital spying. That means such activities could be abused. Ms. Pillay says states must show that they use their digital spying programs for acceptable legal or intelligence-gathering purposes. She says government officials must show that these programs do not unlawfully gather information about people. She tells VOA that countries must balance their need for security with the need to protect people's right to privacy.
I, of course, support the efforts made in the United States and other countries to safeguard all of us from acts of terrorism. After all, states have an obligation to protect all their citizens against the harm of terrorism. On the other hand, what are the checks and balances? What kind of safeguards should be in place? And how should states be encouraged to update their laws and so on to keep pace with these developments?
The report says many governments use private companies to help them gather intelligence digitally. Ms. Pillay says she worries about the ways governments use information, both about their own citizens and citizens of other countries.
Some governments have reportedly threatened to ban services of telecommunications companies unless given direct access to communication traffic. Others have tapped fiber optic cables for surveillance purposes or required companies systematically to disclose bulk information on customers and employees. Some have used communication surveillance to target political opposition or dissidents.
Ms. Pillay warns that companies that provide information to a government in violation of human rights law may be found guilty of abuse. She says she believes it is important to protect people who tell about human rights violations. She would not say if she believes American intelligence specialist Edward Snowden should be pardoned. Mr. Snowden made public the mass surveillance program operated by the National Security Agency. But she says the information that Mr. Snowden released aids the debate about secrecy. She says we should thank him for that. She says Mr. Snowden performed a valuable service by telling the public about the issue. She also praised him for urging governments to accept responsibility for their actions. The UN report also expresses concern about spying aimed at people or groups based on their race, ethnicity, or religion. It says such activities violate international human rights law. And that's our program for today. It was based on stories from Jeff Seldon, Edward Uranian, Henry Ridgewell, Mohammed El-Shanawi, and Lisa Schlein. Our program was edited by Katie Weaver and Jerry Watson. Every day here on As It Is, we report on issues that we believe are of interest to you. You can tell us what you want to hear on a future show. We read every message you